Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Vicki Winterton, founder of Expert Insights Family of Opportunity, home of Expert Insights Publishing, Insights and Publish Magazine, broadcast, and global communities, where visionaries and those on the rise come together to create immediate impact. And I am thrilled because with us today, I have Roberta Eastman. Roberta is manager medic and best-selling co-author of Wounded Survive Thrive and Ready Aim Influence, which also featured Carlos Slim, the world's richest man. She specializes in training real estate investors, business owners, and their business managers in business management and marketing to achieve results in 100 days or less, guaranteed. Bringing 20 years of business leadership, her passion for empowering people to focus and to be fearless and moving forward is at the soul of her relationships. Based on her professional understanding of what gets results united with emotional intelligence, Roberta steers people to define the role they want to play in business. Roberta, welcome.
Thank you very much, Vicki. Thanks for having me.
Roberta, let's start a little bit by sharing what brought you to realize your true passion and purpose in the world.
You know, for me, it was really the time that I started to get curious about who I was as a person. You know, I had gone through some life events and loss, and I was just, I felt like a nomad wandering around in the desert. And so, you know, it literally, things had sucked the breath right out of me and just took me to my knees, and it left me with such a void that it took control over me, and I just, you know, started to get curious about, well, who was I as a person? And what did I want to do, you know, from that point on to get my sense of self and safety and security back so that if anything else had happened to me, I knew what I would be okay.
That is really, really powerful. So how did you go about doing that? How did you go about coming from that place of insecurity and feeling unsafe and so forth to the really unbelievable place you are today?
Thank you. You know, it was a process. At the time, I didn't have a framework or a system to wrap around this so that I could, you know, imagine here's where I am and here's where I want to go, and then how do I close the gap between those two places? I didn't have a framework to use, but I did have instruction to, you know, really kind of, I don't want to say just envision. The only the simplest way I know how to explain it was the way that I understood it when it was taught to me, and that was to really look at what it is you want, and then you either take a step towards that result or you don't. And I call it results versus goals because, for me, I envision goals being able to be changed. As to results, results are results. You know, they're kind of like numbers. Numbers don't lie. So results, you know, they are what they are. So you really do envision, and this is what I was taught, envision what it is you want, where you want to go, and then you either simply take a step that moves you towards that or you don't. It's that simple.
Yeah, well, you know, I love the way you position that because it's really quantitative. You know, it's something where when you look at it, you can really know whether or not you've reached your results or not. How do you hope to take all of this that you've learned, and I know now you're inspiring others greatly, but what is your greatest hope for that, the way that looks?
Well, you know, it's been a journey, and the inspiration really comes from, you know, giving people the hope that it's to become fearless or to be less afraid of getting, you know, comfortable being uncomfortable, because it's a very uncomfortable position to be looking at it and saying, okay, well, here's where I want to go, and the change is so desired and so needed and wanted, but often we have a commitment to something else just as much as we want that new result. So helping people become comfortable getting uncomfortable and walking through that and becoming fearless to get uncomfortable is the way that I'm hoping to help people, and I have helped people do that now. Now I just happen to do it in, you know, with real estate investing and helping people who have, you know, need to get into a home or who don't want a home anymore that they have. So, you know, from the business perspective, That's where it's all done. And, you know, leading the children into financial independence through real estate investing, that's the big mission. But it's really, at its simplest terms, just helping people to get comfortable being uncomfortable.
I love that. So what are the most powerful ways that you have been uncomfortable and you've shifted that to become inspired?
Oh, for me, you know, I've done the work and literally aligned every aspect of my life or anyone's life, because we all have those same aspects. I've aligned those aspects with who I am as a person. So financially, we've gone from, you know, unemployment to self-employment, now in real estate investing, which of course is one of the biggest ways that you can build your wealth. And, you know, 55% of the boomers have less than $60,000 in their, you know, 401ks and so on and so forth. So really helping people build wealth financially, relationship-wise. Huge one for me, because, you know, it's the warm hugs and the, you know, strength to be that provider of the warm hugs in the heart that lets people believe and discover new things about themselves, you know, that book of knowledge, you know, full of resourceful, good, strong ideas that helps people believe and see new things about themselves. So
That's amazing, and I have been delighted to be able to see how you do that both in your personal life as well as in your professional life, and you surround yourself with amazing people, including the man that you have in your life. So it's really incredible to see how that formula has worked so well for you, Roberta. How do you spark your own creativity? What really makes it come alive for you?
Oh, you know, the ability for me to help people through the process, the framework that I use, and have used, you know, again, relationships, financial, spirituality, the type of work that I do, you know, versus the corporate work I did versus compared to the work that I'm doing today, even the business that I've built, you know, it's different from when I started. So in order, you know, for me, the biggest creativity, the biggest driver is when I can help people come through that framework and transform them, as an example, from being a hobbyist in real estate investing to being a business owner. Because they're out there and they're making money and they're selling homes and buying homes and flipping homes and all of that, but they're losing so much money as a hobbyist in real estate investing versus, you know, being a business owner. The other people, I'm helping people in their 60s who've never owned a home before get into a home, and they're most excited because their grandchildren can come visit them at their home. You know, people who have never owned anything according to their, you know, external family. They grew up in foster care. So, you know, we put him into a home, and he's most excited that he can go adopt a cat at the Humane Society. So when I can teach others who want to do the real estate investing and help, you know, the people who, like I said, don't need, don't want, can't afford a home or has a home that they don't want anymore, when I can teach others to do that for helping those people and take them through that framework, that's extremely powerful for me.
Well, Roberta, this framework is so unbelievably powerful, as you just mentioned. Tell us a little bit about the steps in this framework, if you would, that people can actually use to achieve this amazing shift in their life.
Absolutely. And it's called the People Model Framework. And I learned it from Tony Reese, who you know. And the People Model Framework literally takes you through six simple systems or steps that you can say, okay, here's where I am and here's where I want to go, and I'm going to close the gap between those two places by asking myself the six questions. And the acronym spells out the word people, which that's what life is all about, right? It's about the people. So the performance is the first P, and it's what does that great life look like for you? The E is the efficacy. What power and capacity do you have to create that result, and what resources do you have that you can already use? O is ownership. What are you going to own and be accountable for and be that resourcefulness for? And the other P is possible. So when you reach that great result that you've defined in the first step, whether it be in business or in personal, in relationships, in finances, what else is possible for you? And then linkage, how will you link everything you're doing to moving you or not moving you towards that result, like I talked about at the beginning? You know, define that result and either take a step towards it or don't. How are you going to make sure you're linking all of that to that result? Because we've only got, a specific amount of time and energy and effort and money. So how are we going to make sure everything we're doing is going towards that? And my ultimate favorite is the last E, and it's because it's evidence. As you mentioned, it's measurable. How are you going to know, what are you going to see, and what are you going to feel to know all you've done was worth it?
That is so beautiful. So share with us maybe the biggest idea that has come from combining the formula with the inspiration for you.
The biggest showing up, for all of the people that I'm working with now is truly, again, going into that, transforming themselves from being uncomfortable at things, being afraid, having things dictate, who they are, the external things dictate who they are, to transforming them to being and showing up in the world as who they want to be.
That is such a big and, again, powerful step. It's absolutely huge. So when people that you work with take this step, or when you took this step, how has that impacted you and your business and others maybe that you've worked with?
For me, it actually happened at an event, and I was standing, and working and hanging out with several master, leaders and business people. And they all, at the end of the day, we were having dinner like you typically do in a group after an event. And even for others, that are now, practicing, I guess, really stepping out and being who they are out in the world, there's a definite visual connection from you to the people you're serving, whether that, be just people you've just met, or whether it be people you already know and you're just, engaging those people. The visual that people explain it as is, They're almost shepherds of the people. And so, everybody congregates and hangs out, and, you really get to a point, and here's a really good visual, you get to a point, like for myself, where I'm not just hearing people's words, I'm feeling them, with my heart, and that's my point. I want to be able to do that. I want to be able to be that strong heart. Who really is that people's soft place to land. And that book of knowledge, full of great, strong, resourceful ideas, so that they do discover and believe new things about themselves. And having that positive force of sunshine, and hope that lifts people's hearts up. So that's the visual of what happens when you truly can step out into the world and be who you are versus just doing the tactical work.
Oh, and what a beautiful vision that is, Roberta, just beautiful. So how do you balance between the planning and the goals and the structuring of the outcome with inspiration? Because I know for me, I'm kind of in two different places when that's going on. There's that inspired right brain kind of thinking, and then there's that left brain kind of approach to making sure everything is in place to bring it to fruition. So how do you balance that to make that happen?
For me, it starts at the system I spoke to in the Ready, Aim, Influence, and that's the arc, right? Who do I want to be accountable to be? And if I'm accountable to be that person, then what things do I need to responsibly do, so the tasks, and then what am I committed to having in my life? So it starts there for me, but then it also reaches out far beyond that to a place where, that's the tactical stuff, so I make sure I'm getting everything done and all of that. And then the inspirational part comes from really never forgetting and always remembering where you came from. So for me, in order to, you know, help others best, I need to stand in their shoes. So consciously aware, you know, and that's a big piece of this too, do these things consciously. Become aware of who you want to be. Get curious about who you are. And when you can do that consciously, I live by, and I'll share another visual, you know, standing where I am, turning around, reaching out my hand to those who walk behind me to carry them forward so that they journey beside me, ultimately letting them go so they step before me.
Wow, that is amazing. That's really amazing. So with that vision in mind, how do you hope that the work that you're doing with others and the work that you've done on yourself might inspire future generations and have an impact on the world, almost like a legacy?
This is a huge one for me, Vicki, because, you know, when I stepped into the real estate investing world, it was for personal reasons, because I wanted to, you know, be able to retire. And, you know, Frank's worked, my husband has worked for the same company for 40 years. And, you know, so for me, this is huge, because when I stepped into that world, the one thing that I noticed and then, you know, felt for ourselves as well was, you know, we believe that we can awaken the people's confidence so that their and their children's future does not have to be their past. So for me, it's, you know, really teaching the children financial independence through real estate investing. Because of the financial fundamentals that we don't have in our schools and, you know, things like that, the financial literacy, they are coming out with new standards and so on and so forth, but the mission of my business is to teach the children the financial independence through real estate investing.
Oh, that is so unbelievably beautiful. So with that in mind, who and what inspires you in order to carry through this message?
The people that I connect with that are so wanting, desiring, needing to become fearless of stepping out there and being who they are. They know that they're contributing to something much bigger than themselves. They, you know, if they were asked the question today, if you were to retire today, what would you be doing? And their answer is exactly what I'm doing today, you know, helping people who are out there that need the help and contributing to something bigger than myself and being that person who has, you know, the empathy and the ability to, again, shepherd the people so that you can lead them to where they want to be from their perception, which, again, is the framework, right? It's all from the person's perception, not my perception or not the other person. It's from their perception of where they want to go and who they want to be in the world.
So, Roberta, do you have something that you use in the way of an exercise or a tip or something that is a tool for you that can move, you know, our listeners to inspired action today?
I do. They can go to my website, the Real Estate Investors Wealth Academy.com, so REI wealthacademy.com, and they can go ahead and capture the one sheet people model framework that will literally list the questions for them, those six questions that will take them from where they are, show them where they want to be, and then they can put an action plan together that will, you know, close that gap for them.
Oh, Roberta, thank you so much. That is such a generous tool and wonderful gift. Can you give your website once again so people can connect with you and also connect to this great gift?
Absolutely. It's www.REIRealestateinvestorswealthacademy.com.
Oh, Roberta, thank you so much for being with us today. You're always filled with so much wisdom and knowledge when we talk, and I always learn so much, and time goes by so quickly, so I really thank you for being here.
Thank you so much, Vicki, for having me.
And for anyone who would like to learn more about Expert Insights Family of Opportunity, our publishing opportunities, as well as our global communities and broadcasts, you can find us at GetEI.com. That's GETEI.com. And everyone have a wonderful week.